Quiet on the set. Quiet on the set. Quiet on the set. Cybershot podcast. Cybershot podcast. Cybershot podcast. Take one. Take one. Lights. Take one. Lights. Camera. Lights. Camera. Action. Camera.
They call me Cybershot. Don't worry, man. I won't hurt you, bro.
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? And today on Cybershot Podcast, check it out. Shout out to Lazy Bone. Hey, I know I'm running a little late on this, but did y'all check out the verses? First and foremost, allow me to introduce myself. I am Cybershots, the host of Cybershot Podcast. And today, that's right, shouting out Lazy Bone, talking about the verses. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm running a little late. Yeah, I mean, got a lot going on over here. But it's been a minute, man. Yeah, I've been on the grind. You already know what it is. Let's get the energy right. Let's go.
So easy. More fire. Fire.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Yo, check it out. Check one. Check two. What it do? Shout out to the Cyborg Nation. What's going on? What is going on? Yeah, we about to jump into the podcast. Oh, my. Crazy times we living in. It's been crazy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, with all the hustle and bustle in the world, everything going on, make sure that you take time to at least give 5 to 10 minutes to yourself every day. You know what I mean? Maybe you got to sit in the car for 5 or 10 minutes or that special place in your house. Me, I like to go on the porch, right in the backyard. You know what I mean? And you know how you got your motion lights in the backyard? We're going to jump into the to the topic at hand. But check this out, though, man. I got to get this off my chest. Check it out. Now, I got to see, you know, go out there, smoke a cigar. You know what I mean? Drink a beer, get my mind right, and relax. You know what I mean? You need to relax. Cyber relax. I promise you. There is this possum. Right, man, listen, when I'm halfway through my beer, halfway through my cigar, this possum just comes around the corner every time, man, like he coming up here to say what's up or some shit. You know what I mean? And this is a city possum. I don't know how the hell he's still living, man. This is a city I mean, the cars are going by. I mean, if you in the country. Anyway, I ain't got time to explain the difference between a city possum and a country possum. Yeah, man. And, you know, possums are famous for what? Playing dead. That's why they call it playing possum. So, anyway, I'm drinking my beer, right? Smoking my cigar. And here come this motherfucker. Like clockwork. Like he waiting for me. Like he coming around the corner. You going to do the podcast now? What's up? What's the topic of the day? I'm listening. Like, what the fuck? Seriously, though. So, anyway, I'll look over there, right? I'll look at him because he doesn't set my motion light off. You know what I mean? I'm in the cut. I'm chilling, you know? I got the cloaking device on. You know what I'm saying? I'm invisible. There's 9 times out of 10 when I'm sitting out there, I'm wearing all black anyway. You know what I mean? And he just messing up the whole vibe, man. And then he going to lay there and play possum like he did. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, if you don't get your goofy looking possum ass up out of her, man, go, man, with that shit, man.
Like, okay. I'm leaving, Cyber. I'll see you tomorrow.
Anyway, I don't care about that dumb shit now, do you? Hey, man. I always like to give you a little bit of insight of my day. And feel free to call in and tell me about your day. You know what I mean? All right, let's go. And speaking of call-ins, before we jump into the episode, check it out. Let's go to the open mic. Caller, you're on the air.
Yo, I am returning to love once again. This is Kane the Destroyer from the Grown Folks Talk and Sip Podcast. Cyber Shots. Man, I appreciate the recognition. I appreciate you for taking out time to give me at least one listen or two or three. I appreciate it, man. Been meaning to get back at you, but been real busy, man. Been networking and grinding and also my regular job, trying to get everything together. But I just want to take out time again to say I appreciate you, dog. And anytime you need me, I'm right here. One click away, baby. And I'm going to end it again just like this. In, out, gone.
Hey, that was Kane the Destroyer. What up, man? Yeah, I know how it is, man. Hey, ain't no worries, homie. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing. Keep grinding. And check this out. Anybody that call in and I put them on this station, I put them on the air, man. It's for a reason, man, because I'm down with you, man. Anybody that I ever play on the air is down with me, and they always going to be down with me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm just, hey, that's just how I am, man. If you call in and we networking and we building, you know, that positive vibe, that positive energy, you know, building the empire one brick at a time, one episode at a time. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like to do over here. I promote people, man. That's Kane the Destroyer. You know what I mean? Go check him out if you're on Anchor, Spotify, you know, getting out there. You know what I mean? And Kane, you can call back in, man, and promote yourself so I can get it right. You know what I'm saying? And check it out. I'm a big fan of intros and outros. You know what I'm saying? I like that outro, man. I like that outro. Check it out. In, out, gone. Did I mess it up? I probably messed it up. But check it out, man. Man, I know you can put some more fire on there, man. You know what I'm saying? That outro is cold, man. I see a lot of potential in that outro. I see a lot of potential in there. Yeah, just like, you know, my outro. And I am up out of this bitch. Oh, yeah, man. It ain't sound nothing like that, man. I had to work on that. But shout out to Kane, man. Straight up, man. Yeah, just put a little bit more heat on it, man. Hey, that got a lot of potential, bro. That shit cold. I like that. Matter of fact, that's in my Mount Rushmore of outros. You know what I mean? Yeah. Matter of fact, I might... Hold up, man. I'm talking too much. Let's jump on back into the podcast. Let's jump right on back into the podcast. Now, check this out. Now, here is the only problem that I got with verses, man. Fade it out a little bit. Fade that down. All right, there we go. The only problem that I have with verses is it comes on a weekday, man. You know what I mean? I couldn't really enjoy it. So I had to watch. Actually, that shit was watching me because I was knocked out. I woke up and when they started fighting and shit and went right back to sleep. And I was like, yeah, all right. Got to go to work. Niggas fighting. Anyway. Hey, whatever, man. But no, seriously, though, on some real shit, man, I really enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I really enjoyed it. Shit, I'm from the South, man. I'm down here in Florida, man. Come on, man. I'm in Florida. What the fuck are you talking about? Of course I like 3-6 Mafia, man. What are you talking about? What? Juicy J. Crunchy Black, man, listen. DJ Paul, man, come on, man. Quit playing, man. You know I like 3-6 Mafia. And I've always been a Big Bone fan. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it wasn't about the battle. To me, it was about Bone Thugs and Harmony and 3-6 Mafia being on the stage. Because you know they used to go on tour together. You know, I always missed it for some odd reason. I never caught a show. So to me, this was like, damn, okay, all them years I missed that show, this going to be a show to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, it's hip-hop, man. It's rap. It's a battle, man. You know, shit get heated up sometime, man. But I'm glad they squashed it. You know what I mean? Now, here's my thing. This is why I titled this Lazy Bone. Check it out. Did you see how Lazy Bone was running shit on Bone Thugs and Harmony side? Did you see that shit? Yeah. He was handling that shit, man. Lazy was out there like, yo, check this out, check this out, check this out. This is what we gonna do. Hey, ain't nobody say shit. Wishbone didn't say shit. Crazy Bone didn't say shit. Busy Bone didn't say shit. Am I missing a bone? Oh, shit. Wait a minute, hold on. Wishbone, Lazy Bone, Crazy Bone. Oh, shit, man, I'm tripping. Anyway, you know what it is, man. You barely really see all of them together. That's why I'm tripping. But anyway, check it out, though, now. Lazy Bone most definitely brings balance to the whole situation. You know what I mean? I was watching an interview with him, and actually, I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts. You know what I mean? The Ghetto Boys. What? Willie D and Scarface? Come on, Mike. That's a dope ass podcast. I was listening to that, man. And I found out a lot of things about Lazy that I didn't know. So shout out to Willie D and Scarface. You know what I mean? They ain't never heard of me. But it's all good though, man. It's all good. That's what I'm saying, man. Down south, that southern rap, man. You know what I'm saying? That's always been the vibe for me. East Coast, you know what it is. Even though I just love the music, period. You know what I'm saying? It's getting a little sideways. You know what I'm saying? It's getting a little sideways with all the dope, the murder, and you know what I mean? Hey, we gotta bring that conscious back. We gotta bring that manifestation back. We gotta bring that respect back. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how much lean can you drink, man? What, how many pills you gonna pop? You know what I'm saying? How much Hennessy you gonna drink? Oh my. Anyway, I'm tripping. But I'm just saying, though, man, can we get back to the positive, man? Because if not, we heading for self-destruction straight up, man. Can we get back to stop disrespecting our women, stop disrespecting our children, and stop disrespecting each other? It's that simple. It's so simple. Look, I'm choked up. It's so simple. Y'all making it hard, man. If we pull that shit off, it's over. I don't give a damn what you say. This is the number one music in the world. I don't give a damn. Man, listen, man. I stay in Florida, man. I see them jacked up trucks, man. Dropping bass. I saw one dude in the store, man, with a Duck Dynasty hat on. Some fucking... Him motherfucker had on a Duck Dynasty hat. Some motherfucking cowboy boots with his pajama pants on and a fucking Duck Dynasty camouflage. You know what the hell I'm talking about, man. Drinking, he got bought him a case of Bush beer and some Marlboros. Huh? And jumped in the truck and was just dropping bass. I'm like, what the hell? Hell no. Nah. But that just goes to show you, man. Like, he about to go wrestle an alligator or some shit. But hey, he was... He was bumping something, man. He was bumping something. One of these new thangamadoodle rap fellers got out here. That's what I'm saying, though, man. But anyway, let me get back. I'm getting sidetracked. And as I was listening to this interview, Lazy Bone was, you know, going through his whole life story, man. And from the time they made it, he was spitting off dates. You know what I'm saying? He was spitting off the time he got incarcerated, you know? And he was remembering dates. Excuse me, a little technical difficulties there. And I was like, damn, man, he really balanced out. You know what I'm saying? Lazy Bone is balanced like a motherfucker. You know, he was talking about his growing up and everything. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And to me, to have a person open up to you, because see, a lot of people don't open up to you like that. And I've been a fan of Bone Thugs and Harmony, you know what I'm saying? Ever since they came out, you know what I'm saying? Hey, if you like something, you like something, you know what I mean? It is what it is. You like something, you like something. Everybody likes something. You don't like nothing? What the hell wrong with you? But anyway, yo, shout out, man. Let's go ahead on and drop the smart bomb. Let's go ahead and drop the smart bomb for Lazy Bone. Yeah, that's right. So when y'all share this podcast, go ahead and tag Lazy. What you mean you don't share the podcast? What you mean you don't even listen to the podcast? I ain't that about a bitch. Man, go ahead and share the podcast. You know what I mean? Hey, and check this out. If you would like to support Cybershot Podcast, you can hit that Cash App at $RICK1T. That's RICK1T. And also, if you digging the vibes on this cyberdelic flow, check it out. If you are an Apple user, you can write me a review. That's right. That'll help me get out there. It's not always about money. You know what I'm saying? You can retweet it if you like. Check it out. You can follow me on Twitter. Only thing you got to do is tag at ShotCyber. Bam, I'll pop up. And you can also see the live stream. That's right. Live streaming, baby. Behind the scenes of the podcast. You know what I mean? That's all you got to do. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program.
Yo, cyber. Yo, cyber. Wow.
About to wrap it up. But anyway, check this out, man. Once again, I want to take this time to thank y'all for taking time out of your day. You know what I'm saying? You could be anywhere doing anything with anybody, but you pulled up to Cybershot Podcast, and I appreciate that. And I mean that shit, man. But check it out, yo. Back to Lazy Bone. Yay. Shout out to Lazy, man. Lazy cool as fuck, man. You know what? I didn't know Lazy was a Libra. Yeah, I mean, you know, people, it is what it is, man. As far as zodiac signs are concerned, yeah, I mean, there's some characteristics, you know, it is what it is, you know. Anyway, a Libra. You know what? One thing I found out about Libras, man, on some real shit, a balanced Libra. I ain't talking about no wishy-washy, unscaled motherfucker. I'm talking about somebody that know how to balance, keyword, balance their scales. A Libra is a damn hustler on some real shit. You know what I mean? Check it out, though. What's that? You want some examples? All right, then, let me see. Snoop Dogg. Snoop is high. Snoop accomplished more than you high, motherfucker. I mean high. Okay. Check this out. All of y'all that got a podcast, right? How many of you have done a podcast for 365 days? Every day of the year. 365 days. Okay. All right. Salute if you've done that. Have you done that high? Okay, not good enough. All right, let's go to Usher, a Libra. Not good enough. All right, let's go to Weezy, Lil Wayne, a Libra. Eminem, Wyclef. Oh, damn, what's that dude name? Hold on. Oh, yeah, Cybershots. Fuck you talking about? Hey, I usually keep that a secret, but you know, it is what it is, man. I mean, some people get really caught up into the shit, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Leo. I'm a Leo. I'm the king of the jungle. Man, I got a whole thing on my playlist, on videos I save. A lion's getting kicked in the head by giraffes, elephants. What the fuck? Anyway, let me stop. Let me digress before I upset the sensitive Leos. And Scorpios, so sensitive. Y'all some sensitive ass motherfuckers. Anyway, moving right along. See, look at you. You're upset because you don't have any balance.
I'm a fire sign.
You can't have fire without air, motherfucker. Fuck out of here. Anyway, moving right along. Oh my. Did I ruffle some feathers?
Oh my.
But anyway, once again, it's your main man, Cybershots. You know what I mean? I appreciate each and everybody for stopping by the podcast today. And now check this out. You know what time it is? It's time for me to go head on and jump on the live stream. That's right. If you want to see the live stream, it's going to be on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Haps TV. Yeah. Branching out. I'm really about to step the live streaming up, though. I think it's like five. Hey, listen. Enough said. Just come and check it out on Twitter. One thing I do, if you want to see it on Twitter, @ShotCyber. That's all you got to tag, man. You can check out my live streams. Yeah, I mean, once again, shout out to Kane the Destroyer. Yeah, I mean, shout out to the Girl Cave Lounge. Huh? You thought I forgot about you? I ain't forget about you already. Early. And with that being said, without no you, there would be no me. And I am up out.
Quiet on the set.
Of this bitch. We go.